Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Truth Decay and any and all of its various facets. This is what happens here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Yes, that's the DJV. Get that figured out. I'm very interested in doing good things for other people. Everything that you do that's good comes back to help you out. Hopefully you all realize that, and it's a large part of your day, working toward helping others, not just yourself. I wonder if Elon Musk starts his day thinking that. Jennifer, is he somebody who, I think you could make an argument that he does a lot of good for not only himself but for other people? Would you agree with that?
I think so. I think I don't know if I can handle being in the brain of Elon Musk, though, because I think it might be a weird place to go. But certainly he's super smart. I mean, just look what he did most recently, the space launch, the SpaceX, successfully getting people up to space, back down again. I mean, my goodness, he's extremely
innovative. Well, what do we need to know about him today?
Well, I want to ask you guys a question first. So, if someone said that you would have better health, all you had to do was put an implant into your skull, would you say yes or no?
I want to know what was in the implant.
I was going to say it depends for me on what, if I had an ailment, because I know that they do implants for Parkinson's and for, I think,
right, that's
some,
a good one,
there's maybe epilepsy, I think they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would use his Neuralink if it was for something like that, sure. But, right now, I don't think so.
Yeah. So this is what Elon Musk has just unveiled. This is, as the article describes, and this is a local news source. This isn't one of the cable news sources or anything. This is ABC7 saying, in Los Angeles, saying that this is his latest foray into science fiction. There's a brain chip that implants into your skull that will allow people who are paralyzed to operate technology. So this is really cool.
That's a yes.
If you're paralyzed.
That's a yes.
Yeah, if you're paralyzed, you you can operate your smartphone, robotic limbs, all with your thoughts. Think about that. Just with your thoughts. You think it, and this thing can do it. And he said, I think it's going to blow your mind. It's like a Fitbit in your skull with tiny wires. But these chips are coin size, developed by Neuralink, are a way off from being useful to humans. On a couple of days ago, for last Friday, he live-streamed this YouTube demonstration on a pig named Gertrude, who Elon Musk said a brain chip had been implanted into Gertrude's head 2 months before. As the pig shuffled around its pen sniffing hay, a computer beeped and blue wavelengths on the screen jumped up and down. Musk said that the computer was measuring Gertrude's brain activity. The beeps you are hearing are real-time signals. He said the future is going to be weird. I think that's true. But he said that I guess this has had such great optimism around their clinical trials that they're trying to expedite things to prove that this is safe and effective for medical devices.
Right. How far is too far? What alters the human experience to such an extent that it becomes unhuman or inhuman or whatever the term is? This almost seems like...
Or is it incredibly human? Because we've developed this technology on our own. So you could make that argument either way.
Okay. I'm asking the question. I don't know how I would... I guess it would depend. You know, I was thinking about Chadwick Boseman and his death from colon cancer. Kid's only 43 years old and seemed to have a fabulous life and potential in front of him, and yet he gets what is now the second largest killer in terms of cancers that we have here. And it's colon cancer in younger people that really is getting the attention that comes from the death of this kid who's 43 years old. If you're over 65, rates of this kind of cancer, tumors in your rectum and things like that, there's been regular screening done for you if you're over the age of 50. So those deaths are on their way down. But the number of people under the age of 50 getting this and dying from it has gone up in an absurd way. So one wonders if you could develop something like this that wouldn't necessarily, is there a potential? One wonders if there's somebody working on something like this. You could put an implant into your body and it would destroy cancers. How cool would that be?
I mean, I think there are a lot of people, probably me included, and I don't know how you guys break on this, but I believe there are probably cancer vaccines. I believe there are probably things that could help us, but the pharmaceutical companies make more money.
Right.
They're
right.
empowered by governments, Republican and Democrat,
yeah.
to keep people sick. And so, because it's good for their, you know, it's good for lobbying and it's good for
we agree on that.
It's good for business. Yeah.
It's good for business.
I wouldn't think that, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me to learn that, unfortunately. But, you know, back to Victoria's comment about science, I think it's okay that you can believe in God or a higher power and believe in science and believe that people like Elon Musk might be blessed by God to provide advancements in science to help people. You know, I don't know how I feel about implanting a chip, but I've watched someone deteriorate from Parkinson's, and if there was something that could have helped him, that could have made at least his last, even if it didn't extend his life, if it could have made his last 3, 4, 5 years when things really got bad more tolerable, I mean, I wouldn't take away his right to try it if he wanted to do that.
Chadwick Boseman, there is a petition floating around in several communities to get a, here's the one in Anderson, South Carolina, signed by 23,000 people that would call for the removal of a statue that depicts a Confederate soldier outside the town's courthouse, have it replaced with a statue of Chadwick Boseman.
Well, that's where he's from, so that would be a nice hometown tribute.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's what they want to do, you know what I think would be more effective? If people actually, I don't know, his story really touched me, and the fact that he dealt with it so privately, I think it was just pretty incredible. But why wouldn't it, instead of, I mean, that's fine if they want to erect a statue, but wouldn't it be kind of cool if someone maybe started a fund in his name to do early cancer screenings in inner city communities? I mean, wouldn't that be kind of a cool thing to bring screenings to people?
Somebody
who
could,
maybe
that's been started.
Healthcare?
I don't know. I was reading something Michael B. Jordan said. You know, he was the bad guy in Black Panther, and the two of them worked closely together, became good friends, and he wrote something that was really a very moving tribute to Chadwick Boseman. And you think, okay, there's a guy. Michael B. Jordan would be perfect to start something like that, Jennifer. He would be somebody that would get a lot of attention.
Maybe the inner cities is the wrong place. Maybe it's really rural communities. I mean, from a small area. I mean, there are a lot of people who might have access to the doctor but maybe don't go because there's a lot of people who think they don't need to when they're young. But to do something where you could get accessible, affordable screenings, I think would be an awesome tribute to him.
Do we know how much it costs for that? There's a colon screening kit that you can do at home. You know, I see it advertised on TV all the time. You can, I think, buy it at pharmacies. I don't believe it needs to be a prescription. Do we know how much that costs?
No, I haven't heard about it. No, I haven't either.
I see the ads all the time for it on TV. It's, you know, a typical sort of drug ad, so maybe people kind of, you know, glaze over it. But because of Chadwick Boseman, it's on my mind, and I've been seeing it for the last couple of days on TV.
Right.
It's an at-home kit. I think it's supposed to be for, like, ages 45 and over. But I don't know how much
it costs. I hate to ask this question when it comes to that area of the body, but how do you screen yourself at home for that?
It's exactly what you think.
Really?
Poop sample.
I don't know what I think.
Really?
Enema. Whatever.
I'm being serious.
Give yourself an enema.
Well, no, I don't think it's even that.
It's a screening of your poop.
It's a poop sample that you mail in.
Oh, so it's like a sample that you mail in someplace?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, okay. I thought it was.
What did you think it was going to be?
All right, come on, let's get right down to it.
Colonoscopy at home.
Have either of you ever done that, taken a poop sample, put it in a little plastic jar and mailed it in to have it examined?
No.
No, huh?
I have not. I have.
You want to know
the
funny story? I'll totally admit to this. You guys remember when I was having, like, the panic stuff, like, last year and all, whatever.
Yes.
And they wanted to do a full physical on me, and so I did all the blood work and everything, and then they handed me the dreaded cup to take home, and I'm like, I just didn't even know how to do it, and there's, like, saran wrap involved, and, like, I started to panic.
Thing.
So I thought, well, no, so here's the funny part. So if you came over to my house right now and you looked in my underwear drawer, that bottle is still sitting there because I never did it because I was like,
what is there?
Why did you put it in your underwear drawer?
Well, because I haven't thrown it away yet, and I didn't want to leave it on
aversion to it? One would wonder. What I mean, it's your stuff.
I just got confused, and then I felt like I waited too long, and so now it just is sitting there.
But aren't we funny? We don't want to touch our own poop that came out of our body.
It was more about the collection process. Like, that just seems complicated.
Yeah, well, it's not that complicated, really. it's positioning.
Trust me when I tell you it feels like it.
Yeah, right. There's a new book called, well, it's actually not a new book, new to me, but I think it's been around for a while, The Richest Man in Babylon. Think about reading. Yesterday, we were talking about I think I asked you what the last good book was that you read, and that became our clip of the day at djvshow.com. So if you want to listen to us talking about our favorite books, you can listen to that. You can listen to a whole bunch of the clips that we have every single day are very telling. A lot of new people who want to figure out what the program is about spend a few minutes there. It's kind of cool. Our listenership on podcasts is zooming way up, which is kind of cool. Thank you for that. It shows you're interested. You can listen all day, every day to the DJV show if you want. Don't hear it when it's live. Help yourself. Sounds just as good in the afternoon as it does in the morning. So follow us and listen to the clips and the show at djvshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
A musical adjustment here at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Miranda Lambert, Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, hosting an all-star virtual event next month to raise funds for the museum and its programming. Mary Stewart is also going to be involved in this Country Music Hall of Fame fundraiser. Let's see here. It's called A Big Night at the Museum. Miranda Lambert, Mary Stewart, who's the incoming Hall of Fame. What did I say, Mary?
Yeah, it's not Mary, it's Marty.
Well, this is...
He's about to become a Hall of Fame member.
Mary is Marty's sister. You didn't know that?
I'm sorry. Let's go with that.
Yeah, Marty and Mary together. Rodney Kroll is also going to be in the Hall of Fame, which is in downtown Nashville, reopening next week for the public. As a result of the closure, the facility has suffered financial losses and canceled a lot of its educational events. Big night at the museum, supporting the hall's work and education. And so for kind of a unique twist, the fundraiser will pair performers with some of the historic instruments on display at the museum. That's not that interesting. Instruments were safely taken out and played, cleaned up a little bit. The other artists participating in this: Kane Brown, Ashley McBride, Tim McGraw, Hall of Fame members Emmylou Harris, Reba, and Ricky Skaggs. Marty Stewart will host the event. Mary, his sister, is going to be there as well.
She's singing backup. Yeah.
Yep, she's singing backup. That's right, you knew that. Big Night at Museum features all kinds of things. Be on the Hall of Fame's YouTube channel beginning October 28th at 8 o'clock Central Time. As the museum reopens, guests and staff will be required to wear masks, and temperature checks will be given to those entering the body, the building. Now, one of the things that's come out of all of this, I think it may be a public service and a good one to have those little guns and test people before they come into a building. So you know, maybe you don't know that you're sick or something's wrong with you, and this would be a great public service to have it done every time you enter a building. If somebody there, your temperature is 100 degrees, sir, did you know that? Geez, no, I didn't. I better go have myself checked out.
No, but my answer would be like, thanks for ruining my vacation.
Right, I know. And I hate to be negative, Nelly, but like, if you looked at my fever, I would have gotten onto everything. I mean, I had with COVID one day, I think, of over 100, maybe two. Everything else is in the 99s.
All right.
My coworker had no fever, but still had a positive test. So it probably helps, but I think there are some exemptions for that rule. Yeah.
All right, next up, Musically, 26 after the hour on the DJV program, Chris Stapleton, releasing a new song called Starting Over. Here it is. Crank it up, Bill.
My holy Starting Over.
He wrote the song. Longtime collaborator Mike Henderson worked with him. There's a Hammond V3 organ on this. Anybody like? This is simple. I don't know that I think. I'm not familiar enough with him to recognize his voice. Is this a typical sound for him? The voice the way it sounds?
Yes. Yeah. Like, if he wanted to take over a reboot of the Allman Brothers Band, I think he'd be perfect for that. I love his voice.
I actually like this. First time I paid any attention to it. I know we have talked about him here and there. Anyway, his tone remains hopeful on this song. As you can hear and you listen to the whole thing, it was written before the pandemic, but it seems to encapsulate our current moment. He admits, Stapleton admits, the road is long and hard, but with loved ones by your side, his life in this circumstance, music partner, Morgan Stapleton, he says, we'll get back to where we're going. Is that his wife, I'm guessing?
That's his wife, yeah.
Yeah. An interesting name.
I think it's just Morgan.
I think it's just Morgan.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, he says, someday we'll look back on this and smile. Let's hope so. Chris Stapleton at 28 after the hour.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
How to stay safe in the digital age. If you haven't noticed, the fraudsters out there have gotten very good and quite tricky. Robert Capps is VP of New Data Digital Security, and we asked him what the fraudsters are targeting.
A lot of this high-risk traffic that we're seeing is related to account takeover fraud. We still see a lot of data breaches on a daily basis. Some make the news, some don't. But regardless, the data is getting into the hands of fraudsters who are using it to try and compromise legitimate consumer accounts. In most industries, we're seeing that better than 95% of the attack traffic against those organizations, like your bank or your retailer, are account takeover fraud, attempts to use username and passwords that were stolen in a different breach to access your legitimate account.
More is at newdatasecurity.com. That's NUdatasecurity.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump traveled to Kenosha, Wisconsin to meet with law enforcement after protests, which were initially violent after the police shooting of Jacob Blake.
We're here to show our support for Kenosha and Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin's been very good to me. I love the people. We've done a lot for the state, and we will continue to do a lot for the state. We're all in this together. And this was an example of what can happen when you do it right.
Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard, which came to stop the violence. The demonstrations are now continuing, although they're mostly peaceful. The president didn't mention the Jacob Blake shooting during his visit. Blake's uncle, Justin, said a meeting with the president wasn't necessary.
We don't have any words for the orange man. All I ask is that he keep his disrespect, his foul language far away from our family.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
United Airlines is dropping change fees. With more, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
CEO Scott Kirby announcing the airline is permanently scrapping its $200 ticket change fee for domestic flights. United Airlines Chief Communications Officer Josh Earnest says this move is here to stay.
This is a permanent change. We're not planning to, we don't have any plans to change this. We're going to have to make some fundamental changes in this business. This business has been totally disrupted by the coronavirus. And we've been, here at United, we've been actually at the leading edge of many of these changes, from the way that we disinfect our planes to a requirement that people wear masks. At least when it comes to disinfection and cleaning, we think a lot of those policies are also going to be permanent, that we want to do more to build people's confidence in the cleanliness of the environment that they're flying in. This is another example of a change where we are leading, and this is a change that definitely will be permanent.
Amazon has been cleared for drone deliveries by the FAA. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
The FAA gave Amazon the badge of approval for its unmanned aircraft delivery system, which ultimately aims to deliver lightweight packages to customers in low population areas within 30 minutes. Amazon's Prime Air concept uses unmanned aircraft systems to safely and efficiently deliver packages, according to the FAA. The agency underscored its role as a safety regulator and said it supports innovation that is beneficial to the public, especially during health or weather-related crises.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
After the hour on today's DJV program, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, things that you'll want to know about. I wonder when we're going to be able to start talking about movies again and things.
Movie theaters are opening in New Jersey, finally.
Hooray!
Indoor dining starts on Friday morning, and I believe movie theaters opens next week. Okay. Probably at, reduced capacity, things like that.
That's Victoria. That's her voice. Jennifer Horn has a different voice. Can't confuse the two of them. Voice sounds different. Ideas are different. But they're here to share them all with you. So speaking of dining out, you have some eating news.
Yeah.
Some combo things that we should or shouldn't. I just love it when these things come out. Okay. What are we not supposed to be eating? What are we supposed to be eating, Victoria?
Well, let's start with some restaurant news, because I think a lot of people want to know what dining out in restaurants is going to look like when the, colder weather hits. Right now, it's an easy thing to do.
Wash your mouth out with soap. Colder weather?
Well, that's all I know. I get that from you. This whole year to me is just like a wash. Like, can we get to New Year's Eve? Like, can we just get there now? I've never, ever do that. But at this point.
Next year will be better.
So outdoor dining, if you are, you know, in a warmer climate, I'm jealous where Jen is in Southern California, then you really don't need to worry about this. They throw some heat lamps outside and you're good to go.
But those gas things.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you're in colder climates, you know, and I'm in New Jersey, this is something that my friends and I, we were just talking about this over the weekend. When the weather turns cold, are we all going to be sitting outside bundled up trying to eat at a restaurant? Or how do you do it? So Chicago, famous for their cold winters, they have a contest because they're trying to figure out this solution as well. They have a $5,000 prize, and this is going to go to the winner who comes up with the most innovative plan for Chicago restaurants to operate outdoor dining in the winter. And so the Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, announced the City of Chicago Winter Dining Challenge. It encourages folks to think of safe, viable ideas for eating outside in frigid temperatures. And so $5,000 will go to the winner. You have to have whatever your idea is. You have to make sure that you have some COVID-19 protocols built into it, which obviously, you know, social distancing, things like that. But the city of Chicago actually partnered with BMO Harris Bank, which is and the Illinois Restaurant Association, and a California-based design firm, IDEO, to launch the contest. They will award three $5,000 cash prizes for the best ideas. Entries will be judged by a panel of local restaurants and community members, so they're involved in this too. And the categories are outdoor standalone structures, indoor adjacent spaces, and cultural shifts making winter dining more appealing. So some of the ideas that have already been tossed out, things like, you know, ice sculptures and sort of making it, you know how in the wintertime they do those ice hotels? That's one of the ideas. They have.
How does that keep you warm, though? I've always wondered that. Do you have to, like, just be park it up, or how does it?
Yeah, I think so. So, for that, for sure. Individual greenhouses, that's an idea with heaters involved. So, one table inside a little makeshift greenhouse, that's kind of a cute idea. They're coming up with all kinds of things. One of the ideas was kind of funny. The use of old city buses and old phone booths.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know who wants to eat inside a phone booth. I mean, that's one person.
Wait, like, can you imagine getting two people or three?
Bus, though.
Right.
Yeah,
inside a city bus would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. That's a great idea. All right, let's see what
else. Bars, Swiss-style fondue chalets that can be built and taken down in one day. So a lot of good ideas coming through. This contest runs, it starts on Monday, which is it ends on Monday, Labor Day, at 11:30 p.m., so September 7th, and you can get all of your ideas in. You don't need to live in Chicago to participate. This is a nationwide thing that they're looking for help.
All right. Let's see what else is going on in the food department. For the first time ever, Lucky Charms are selling pouches of its just magical marshmallows by themselves.
Best part.
Wow. General Mills makes
Lucky Charms for those dog food bites. I mean, it's not
right.
They've offered marshmallow-only boxes as special promotions in recent years.
You've never been able to buy them on your own, as a standalone thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. So now the marshmallows will be sold in 6-ounce packages, feature the 8 shapes, hearts. Actually, who eats Lucky Charms here? Either of the two of you?
My mom never, was a special treat when I was a kid. Because we were stuck with plain Cheerios or plain Corn Flakes.
So do you know what the 8 shapes are? Lucky Charms shapes?
Oh, gosh. There's hearts, diamonds. Yeah. Hearts, diamonds, yes. Horseshoes.
Four-leaf clover.
Four-leaf clover.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Moons.
Rainbow. I got
rainbow. Yeah, I think rainbow, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We're only missing one.
I'm yet wrong is a unicorn.
Yes. That's not a related. Unicorn?
No, it's not related. That's the song, The Unicorn. But
the unicorn,
not related to the magically delicious.
One of the shapes is the unicorn? See, that's a new marshmallow.
Is it?
I became a child.
Yep.
Yeah. The latest marshmallow I saw were the moons. The moons were the newest when I was little.
Yeah. Right. The moons.
You got a good memory of that. Wow.
$3.99 a bag.
Commercial. It's been drilled into my brain.
Frito-Lay recalling select bags of barbecue chips Why would anybody eat these things to begin with?
I'm not a fan of barbecue chips, but a lot of people are.
You like Frito-Lay, the, you know, various other products that they have? Doritos from Frito-Lay, right?
I don't know, actually. So. Maybe? I'm not sure. I'm not a huge Doritos fan, but I do like Frito-Lay, like the original really thin chips. I do like them.
If you have an allergy or sensitivity to milk, you run the risk of a serious allergic reaction if you consume these products. So what happened?
Apparently they put the wrong product in the bag. So they're labeled as barbecue, but they're really not. Yeah.
Right. Whoops. Can you imagine being in a factory? Just imagine for a second. Close your eyes unless you're driving. And think about being in one of these factories where they make potato chips or they make all of these things that are so unique. They have a machine. Somebody has developed a machine. This is really amazing. A machine that makes this stuff. Somebody designed a machine to make potatoes. They didn't just cut them and cook them, but they make them. Imagine the Pringle. What goes on in the Pringle factory, for example? Or what goes on? How do they make these little chips that they have in the Dorito, any of the Frito-Lay products, as a matter of fact? My mind always goes to places like that.
They fry them in, like, the big, you know, big vats. Big My friend's tub. Mom used to work for Frito-Lay, so I actually asked this question a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they have, like, the big tub, you know, where they cook them because they're fried in oil. And then they go down the conveyor belt, and then they go to whatever flavor. They get the flavoring added, and then they go into separate sorting bags.
So?
It's exactly how you would think it would be.
Yeah. Well, but you gotta
so clearly what happened was somebody flipped the switch, and the wrong bag was...
Yeah,
and
went to the
chips
wrong...
Went, yeah, went
and
to
I
the
guarantee
wrong.
You, somebody in that factory knew it and was like, oh, no. And they
no! Uh-uh. Coca-Cola is cutting thousands of jobs because of COVID. I'm not sure that I buy this. I think that they are installing... I think this is an excuse. I like a lot of other companies that are putting in auto stuff, robots, that sort of thing. And they are trying to get rid of 4,000 people with deals for early retirement. The severance program will cost the company $550 million. But I think that they're changing how they do things. Certainly, these sorts of drinks have suffered because restaurants are closed and theaters are closed and there's no sports. A lot of people drink them.
You're right. Coca-Cola has at all the major movie theater chains, it's all Coke products. Yeah. So with movie theaters being shut down, that is a big hit. And for whatever reason, Pepsi products, because Pepsi makes a bunch of their own stuff too, and they own various junk food kind of stuff. And for whatever reason, Pepsi did very well. Their products did really well throughout the pandemic, and Coca-Cola products did not. And I don't know what the reason for that is. It's just something that I was reading the other day in one of the financial trades. It's a bizarre thing, and I think that's why Coca-Cola has to lay people off. They didn't do that well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know All what's right. going on in my local store. I don't know if it's a Coca-Cola thing or a store thing, but I was trying to get Diet Coke the last 2 weeks for my Instacart shopper, and they're sold out. I don't know what that's
Yeah,
about.
Their supply chain got really messed
drink
up.
That stuff. That stuff's so bad for you, Jennifer. Why
Sometimes
you, drink
you
that?
Just need a hit. I know.
Yeah. All right, in a moment, Lowe's does something that you wouldn't expect them to do. I want to remind you of our Good Day Health program, Dr. Jack. And the reason that I'm thinking about this is because we were just talking about it in the last half hour. So you can get that if you haven't heard it in the replay when you go to djvshow.com. But our most recent Good Day Health show with Dr. Jack is a focus on what you can learn from your poop, amongst other things. And we talk about prebiotics and probiotics and all that sort of thing. So examining what is in your poo is a very important thing. We need to, you know, you need to know what's going on in your body. So Jack helps you with that. If you're interested in that or all the other stuff, we have actually two podcasts in one because Jack's on one side and Dr. Ken is on the other side. So you can learn all kinds of things as we supplement the info that you have that you learn from your doctor. Food for thought from Good Day Health. The Good Day Health Show podcasts are at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 833-8ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this is a sentence you don't normally see. Lowe's and New York Fashion Week. So what is that? Well, how is Lowe's connected to New York Fashion Week, Victoria?
It's kind of cool. Rebecca Minkoff, Jason Wu, and Christian Siriano are high-end designers at New York Fashion Week every year. They're staples. So they've combined, they're working with Lowe's to decorate their runway with home decor that they've designed. And then after the runway show, us regular people, we will be able to buy their home collections on Lowe's, on the Lowe's website. You can also watch the fashion show streamed live on Lowe's website, which is pretty cool if you've never seen New York Fashion Week. It's very hard to get into, but it's cool to be able to see it.
I'm afraid I missed it. I'll have to change my evil ways there. Ten before the hour. I am sure.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, Do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now. It's time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who happens to be deep in the bowels of his new museum in Tel Aviv. Uri lives in Tel Aviv in Israel, and as the person who is able to travel around the world, although he hasn't been doing much of it because of COVID, a lot of people still on his website are connecting to him at urigeller.com. Take advantage of his knowledge and reach out. It's almost like telemedicine. Have you thought about it that way? You know, the doctors here and around the world are using telemedicine to help people out. Can you feel the same connection with somebody? I would imagine it might even be more direct if you're actually looking at them in a way, whether it's Zoom or on, what's the other one, Skype. Can you feel the energy from people that way?
Yeah, Doug, don't forget that we're all attached to each other with an invisible spiritual thread through which we can transmit energies and the powers of healing and so forth. I'm a huge believer that all of us are connected. Now, concerning COVID, the virus, it's so interesting because yesterday I had some movers here in the museum.
Yeah.
We just transferred the big crystal. We just broke we opened the crate. It weighs about one ton of pure rock crystal that is about 50 million years old. And the main mover, no masks, nothing. And I said to him, look, doesn't the virus concern you? And he screamed, no, no, I don't believe. And he said, how many people die of cancer and they're not reported? How many people die from heart attacks, and then how many people died from infections, all kinds of colds, and you've got to actually think, how many people die from influenza? Probably more than COVID-19.
You're right. You know, one of the things that's been going on here lately, the news media, especially some of the people that are a little left of center, want to blame America. America's bad. Everything's horrible. How many people died here that didn't have to die? I mean, whoever comes up with all that stuff. But the thing that is difficult is to know the difference. You know, a lot of doctors have said that the COVID thing is the same as a bad flu. And it is a flu, in essence. How do you know? What's important here, though, is the lessons that we learn from all of this. You're a great teacher. What lessons are you taking away? Because we're on the downhill side of the COVID thing. It really is much safer now, if you will, to travel and use masks and personal distancing. But, you know, when you get right down to it, what lessons do we need to take away from all this?
You know, what lessons is, for instance, the Japanese. I remember in 1972, I saw Japanese people walking in the streets with masks. And I kind of turned to my interpreter and I asked him, why are they wearing masks? And he said that because they must have a cold and they don't want other people to catch it. Do you understand the message?
Yeah. So, it's very thoughtful. It's polite. Yeah,
absolutely. So what I'm saying here is that we are learning that we have to respect others when we're sick and make sure that we don't transmit a virus or a bacteria to people. The other thing is that we are learning that we can actually, millions of people, tens of millions of people, or maybe even hundreds of millions of people can work out of a home. Mm-hmm. They don't really have to go to the office. So there will be less car pollution. There will be less traffic on the road. So that's a huge lesson, because it has now been reported that since COVID-19 broke loose, the pollution overall around the planet is less.
Oh, yeah. I've gone way down. Yeah.
Well, do you think that this is a lesson that I'm talking about, or you think that it's a byproduct of COVID-19?
No, well, I think, it is both of those things, actually. It's a byproduct of the experience, but it also is a lesson as to how maybe if we're a little more thoughtful or intelligent about the way we do things and aren't so cavalier, we can do great things to save the planet or to make the planet healthier for all of us. I think that is a great lesson. Always a great lesson. Always the conversation with Uri is fabulous because he's on top of it. UriGeller.com is his website. That museum you're going to be hearing lots more about as it gets into the maturation point. Check the museum out. See what he was just describing, that the big crystal ball at UriGellerMuseum.com. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.